Yeah, so SASCOC Sports Department and Netball South Africa say they'll only act if Netball South Africa and Africa Netball President Cecilia Molokwane faces formal charges. Now, Molokwane has been suspended by World Netball. Deputy Sports Minister Piers Mabe told Parliament that suspending Molokwane without due process is unfair. She also says internal investigations must guide any further action.
I want to align myself with the statement by the president of SASCO. They're still trying to get into the merits of the issue because as things stand, there is no formal presentation of charges against the president of netball.
Yeah, so there's many reports in terms of why she's been suspended by World Netball. The big one, of course, is that if you remember, South Africa hosted the Netball World Cup in Cape Town, and there seems to be a 90 million rand which has just vanished that they made from the World Cup. So I think that is the big issue. The more information we get, the more we give to you. Arsenal, they've extended the Premier League title race until at least the weekend, despite them being held to a 2-2 draw by Crystal Palace. They took the lead twice through Yakub Kivio and Leandro Trossard before Palace equalized with goals from Eberiche Eze and Jean-Philippe Mateta. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta wasn't happy with his team's performance.
We're disappointed with the results and with performance, I think. I think we never find enough consistency in actions to end the right to completely dominate the game. We have periods of that, and then we start to give sloppy balls away. It's part of football, and it costs us 2 points.
Mm-hmm. So, Liverpool on Sunday wins the Premier League if they avoid defeat against Spurs. Tennis news, Jack Draper is hoping that his good friend Jannik Sinner gets a good reception on his return to tennis after a 3-month doping ban. Now, Draper has been practicing with the world number one, who will be able to play again at the Italian Open on the 5th of May.
He's got great people around him who have been with him for a long time now, supported him from day one, having a bit of time for himself. Obviously, he's been number one player in the world, and that comes with a lot of pressure. So, and with all the media scrutiny around what happened, I think, you know, maybe it would have given him some time to decompress.
And then finally, Rohit Sharma smashed 76 runs, a Trent Bolt claiming 4 for 26 as the Mumbai Indians thrashed the Sunrisers Hyderabad to move up to third on the IPL standings. In terms of South Africans involved in that match, Munir had 100 class and scored a 44 ball 71, but wasn't enough for the Orange Army. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.